It's time now for today's edition of Heartbeat Today, a daily program focusing on people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm okay. Got to work just fine this morning. Hey, it doesn't look like much outside, but watch the roads, especially here early this morning if you're heading out the door. It's frosty outside this morning, and it's just made for kind of some slick roadways out there. It kind of sneaks up on you. You don't really realize it until all of a sudden you're, you know, fishtailing slowly around that, that corner or trying to stop at that sign, and you start to slide a little bit. There's a thick frost that's out there on a lot of the roadways around the area, so it's leading to some slick conditions this morning. So you might be advised to slow down a little bit, especially if you're coming up toward a turn or an intersection somewhere. That frost will continue through mid-morning this morning as well. And watch the overpasses and bridges, of course, too, because those cool down a lot quicker. So it's less likely that that'll thaw anytime soon. So a little bit of frost out there this morning is making it just a little slick when you make that commute this morning. So watch out for yourself and the other person, too. As we get going this morning, Brett's in with us today. He'd like to tell us what's going on down at Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Brett, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Heating your home can be one of the major expenses of the year. Camblin Plumbing and Heating can show you several ways to cut your costs from 40 to 60%. We can show you the rebate opportunities from your local gas and electric companies. Lennox produces several models of furnaces from gas to electric that will give you the best efficiencies. And they also produce the best air-to-air heat pumps on the market today. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or at 755-3286 in Harlan. And within a few days, we can have you cutting your energy costs drastically.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. You know, as we get here close to the Christmas season, we're just days away now from the big holiday. Do you get together with family and friends and celebrate
it's
with
at
a big
our
meal?
House this year, so.
Big meal?
Yeah.
Too big a meal?
Probably. Lots of leftovers.
You know, and that's most of the problem I think most of us have when we get there. You remember when we were young, little kids and stuff, and your metabolism was running at 8,000 miles an hour? No big deal. A little chocolate here, maybe a little almond bark covered pretzel over there, and some candy here, and that's, you know, then you sit down to dinner and you load up on everything and then have a big slice of pie and whipped cream after. No big deal. Work it off. Just sit down and watch a little football. It'll burn off by itself.
That's right.
It doesn't work like that anymore.
Ooh.
It just kind of settles in. It becomes a layer. It's what it becomes now. So oftentimes after we get through the holiday season and through the first of the year, what happens? Well, folks start to sit down and think about New Year's resolutions. And the most popular New Year's resolution each and every year is, I want to lose some weight, which probably isn't a very realistic one necessarily, but because it's a little too broad. It needs to be a little bit more specific. However, you don't have to really worry about doing those kinds of things if you just kind of make a plan put together. Eating healthy during the holidays is one of the toughest things for all of us to do. It takes a lot of self-discipline. I mean, seriously, when you're standing there looking at scooping something onto your plate, let's see, you've got a veggie tray here, and right next to it, potatoes, gravy, mashed potatoes.
You know which one I'm choosing.
Yeah, a little stuffing. Yeah, cranberry sauce. All kinds of good stuff sitting there. Which one are you going to reach for? Are you seriously going to reach for the broccoli?
No.
Probably not. Most folks wouldn't. You know, and it's not that you have to do that each and every time, but there are some simple tips to kind of planning and working on that healthy diet. And the hardest part is always sticking to it. It needs to be kind of a lifestyle change. But one of the first healthy eating tips that you can do is to set yourself up for success. So many of us set ourselves up for failure because we let our stomachs do our thinking for us. It's not necessarily the best way to go. But if you just kind of simplify things, you know, instead of being overly concerned with counting calories or measuring portion sizes, think of your diet in terms of color, variety, and freshness. And that way it's a little easier to make healthy choices. You focus on finding foods you love and easy recipes that incorporate a few fresh ingredients, then gradually your diet becomes healthier and more delicious. You don't have to make a dramatic change overnight. Also, start slow and make changes to your eating habits over time. If you try to make your diet healthy overnight, it's not realistic or smart because you won't stick to it. You'll get frustrated with it. Changing everything at once usually leads to cheating or giving up on your new diet plan, and making small steps like adding a salad full of different color vegetables to your diet maybe once a day, or switching from butter to olive oil when cooking. You know, little things like that you can do. You can make those become habits, and they lead to a healthier diet. Every change you make helps to improve your diet. It all matters. Don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be completely eliminating foods that you enjoy to have a healthy diet. The long-term goal is to feel good and to have more energy and reduce the risk of cancer and disease. So don't let a few missteps derail you, because every healthy food choice you make counts. This is kind of interesting, too, a tip that I saw here. It said to think of water and exercise as food groups in your diet. Yeah, never would have given that much thought. But water helps to flush our systems of waste products and toxins. Many people, though, go through life dehydrated, causing tiredness, low energy, and headaches. So it's common to mistake thirst for hunger, so staying well hydrated also helps you make healthier food choices. And if you drink water, it's best to drink cold water. It helps to burn a few calories automatically as your body tries to warm up that water that you've just ingested. Also, exercise is something that's always important. We know that. But you need to find something active that you like to do and then add it to your day, just like you'd add healthy greens or different types of healthy food choices. And the benefits of lifelong exercise are abundant. And, of course, regular exercise may even motivate you to make some healthy food choices a habit. Another thing that we tend to do as we get a little bit older is still eat like we're teenagers. Especially on the holidays, with all that food sitting there staring me in the face, I feel like I have to eat every bit of it. And it can be tough on you, believe me. But eating in moderation is also a big key. You know, people think of healthy eating as an all-or-nothing type of thing. But the key foundation for a healthy diet, moderation. And despite what certain fad diets would make you believe, we all need a balance of carbohydrates, protein, fat, fiber, vitamins, minerals to help sustain a healthy body. So try not to think of certain foods as being off-limits. When you ban certain foods or food groups, it's natural then to want those foods even more. Kind of like telling your teenager not to do something. Guess what? They want to do it even more. You know, and then you feel like a failure if you end up giving in to temptation. So if you're drawn towards sweets or salty foods or unhealthy foods, just start by reducing the portion sizes and just don't eat them as often. And later you may find yourself craving them less or maybe thinking of them as only occasional indulgences. Also, think smaller portions. Serving sizes have ballooned recently. When you're dining out, choose a starter instead of an entree and split a dish with a friend. And don't order larger sizes of things. At home, use smaller plates and think about the serving sizes in realistic terms. Start small, because visual cues can help with portion sizes as well. Your serving of meat, fish, or chicken should be the size of a deck of cards. Can't remember last time that I did that. It's usually slightly bigger.
How thick, though?
Yeah, that's true. Usually whatever it is I pull off the grill has its own plate. Not the healthiest way to go. A teaspoon of oil or salad dressing is also about the size of a matchbook. That's not very much, is it? And your slice of bread should be the size of a CD case. So, yeah. How thick? Keep asking yourself that. And remember, too, it's not just what you eat, it's how you eat. You know, healthy eating is more about the food. It's more than just about the food on your plate. It's also about how you think about food. And those healthy eating habits can be learned. It's important to slow down and think about food as nourishment rather than just something to gulp down in between meetings or on the way to pick up the kids, which is kind of the way life goes anymore. But eat with others whenever possible. Eating with other people has numerous social and emotional benefits, particularly for children, and it allows you to model healthy eating habits. You know, eating in front of the TV or the computer often leads to a mindless overeating. Take time to chew your food and enjoy your meal times. You want to chew food slowly. Savor every bite. We tend to rush through our meals and forget to actually taste the flavors and feel the textures of our food. So maybe reconnect with the joy of eating. And listen to your body. Ask yourself, are you really hungry? Or maybe you just need to have a glass of water to see if you're thirsty instead of hungry. And during a meal, stop eating before you actually feel full. It actually takes a few minutes for your brain to tell your body that it's had enough food. That's why it's always best to eat slowly. We eat so fast, we can't tell ourselves to stop. and eat breakfast, and eat smaller meals throughout the day. A healthy breakfast jumpstarts your metabolism, and eating small, healthy meals throughout the day, rather than the standard three large meals, helps to keep your energy up and your metabolism moving forward, too. Also, some things you want to remember is to fill up on the colorful fruits and vegetables. Try to vary the colors in your diet. Sometimes it's not necessarily all that important to worry about what it is you're eating. Just with regard to veggies, just kind of work on some different colors and things, too. And you want to vary. Eat more healthy carbs and whole grains and things like that, too. You want to include those types of things in your diet. And enjoy the healthy fats and avoid the unhealthy fats. Are good sources of healthy fats that are needed to nourish your brain, your heart, and your cells, as well as your hair, your skin, and your nails. Foods that are rich in certain omega-3 fats are particularly important, and they can reduce cardiovascular disease, improve your mood, and help to prevent dementia as well. Put protein in perspective, too. Protein gives us the energy to get up and go and then keep going. Protein in food is broken down into the 20 amino acids that are the body's basic building blocks for growth and energy, and they're essential for maintaining cells, tissues, and organs. Lack of protein in our diet can slow growth, reduce muscle mass, lower immunity, and weaken the heart and the respiratory system. Protein is particularly important for children whose bodies, of course, are growing, and they are changing daily. And it's more than just meats and things for protein. We sometimes think of protein as being meat, but different types of beans, nuts, soy products, all those kinds of things are good sources of protein in your diet as well. Calcium for strong bones is one of the key nutrients your body needs in order to stay healthy as well, and especially, again, that goes for children too, because they happen to be growing at the time. And one of the other things that is kind of important too is, what are you intaking per day for sugar and salt? You have any idea? I bet you'd be shocked, because most of us think about it as the raw product that sits in the cabinet or on the shelf. We don't necessarily think about the sugar and salt that's actually included in some of the foods that we eat. It's part of the processing. You know, if you succeed in planning your diet around all of those other things, fiber-rich fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean protein, and good fats, then you might actually find yourself naturally cutting back on foods that can get in the way of your healthy diet, and that would be sugar and salt. You know, sugar causes energy ups and downs and can add to health and weight problems. Unfortunately, reducing the amount of candy, cakes, and desserts we eat, you know, that's only part of the solution. You may often not even be aware of the amount of sugar that you're consuming each day, because large amounts of added sugar can be hidden in foods like bread and canned soups and vegetables, pasta sauce, margarine, instant mashed potatoes, frozen dinners, fast foods, soy sauce, ketchup. Don't even think too much about sugar being in a lot of those things, do you? But, you know, sugary drinks and things, too. You can eat naturally sweet foods, fruits, peppers, natural peanut butter. Those all are things that can help to satisfy your sweet tooth as well. So look for those kinds of things for sugar. And salt, that's a whole different ballgame, too. We all, it seems like, consume too much salt in our diets. It can cause high blood pressure, other health problems as well. So you want to avoid a lot of prepackaged and processed foods, things like that. A lot of them do have a lot of salt added. Be careful when you eat out and watch the sodium intake there. And fresh frozen vegetables, a good way to avoid unwanted salt that might be added. Cut back on the salty snacks and things, too. That should go as an obvious one. But and try slowly reducing the salt in your diet. That gives your taste buds a little time to adjust. Again, those slow changes instead of just radical overnight ones. Boy, it's hard to change your behavior just in the blink of an eye. So give yourself a little bit of time to get used to it as well. And I know it's hard to talk about that when the best food of the year seems to come dancing to the table here during the holiday season. But if you want to feel better about yourself after the first of the year, boy, so many people take a look in the mirror after the holidays and think, what have I done? Now I got to change it. And that's typically why those New Year's resolutions don't work so well, because we pick unrealistic things that we want to work on without specific goals to hit, and we don't expect to do it over the long term. We expect instant results, and that just never happens with regard to your diet change, your diet choices and weight and things like that. So take care, make some slow, gradual changes, and you can still enjoy the holidays just without all that other stuff. I'll turn things back over to Brett. He'd like to tell us a little bit more this morning about Camlin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
Putting in a new shower or tub in your bathroom doesn't have to be a major expense. Camlin Plumbing and Heating has several manufacturers we work with and can show you the easiest ways possible. from Kohler, Sterling, Lasco, and Musty, you will have the selection that will give you just the right look and color. And with Camlin Plumbing and Heating's technicians, the job will be done right, I guarantee. You will have the choice of cast iron types to acrylics in a magnitude of color selections, and the quality is always guaranteed. Give us a call to get a free estimate for your remodel at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan. The thought of the day today is by Orison Swett Marden. I wonder what country he's from.
Smith?
Yeah. It says, self-confidence carries conviction. It makes others believe us.
Well, I thought you were going to say the quote was something about long names or no, whatever. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Hey, we had a big winner on Friday in our KJAN 12 Days of Christmas Magic Money Medley. We had a $300 winner.
Was it me?
It was not.
Oh. I had it. I knew what it was.
You did. Yeah. Darn it anyway. Well, we did have, I don't remember who it was. You've got it there.
Sandra Jensen of Atlantic.
Oh, Sandra. Yep, very good. $300 winner on Friday. So we're back to $100 now for today with our Magic Money Medley. So sometime later today, you'll be asked to call in and see if you can guess five songs in today's Magic Money Medley. Don't call now. We're not doing it now. But here's a listen to that medley for today.
Come, they told me. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright.
In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas.
On a cold winter's night, that world so deep.
You'll go down in history.
Yes, he did. And those are your Magic Money Medley songs for today. So sometime today, either Chris or Brett, at some point today, we'll ask you to call in and see if you can guess those songs. We'll have a $100 bill waiting for the winner today. If no winner today, we'll have, well, two $100 bills, I guess, tomorrow. We'll be playing this through Friday. Friday will be our last day of the Magic Money Medley. So keep listening and hopefully you get a chance to win. Brett, thanks for coming in.
You bet.
Appreciate it very much. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.